to order, please stand for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated. I want to first of all thank everybody for coming back, and we will be having a newsletter come out, and hopefully before the 4th of July, that's the goal. And we've accomplished quite a bit in the wintertime, so we're all ready to start a new season, and we look forward to working with you again. Okay, first of all, agenda. Any other agenda items? And because Bill can't make it, we may actually not do some of the agenda items unless you know what to say.
Rhonda, I think, Rhonda was going to give the, on the dam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill called and...
He told you what to say?
Asked me to fill you in on some of these things.
Okay, all right.
Not everything,
okay. Well, then what you can do, you can do. A lot of this is information that the public should know. Okay, is the agenda all right then? Can we accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay, is there a second? All in favor? Aye. Okay, minutes of the last meeting. Were there any changes to those minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You want to go right to requests?
Well, we'll be up here.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I've got the wrong agenda, so I need to look at yours. Okay, thank you. Very good. All right. Committees, Dave.
Okay, on the committees, we met a week ago. Tomorrow. Last Saturday we met. And we did make a few changes on how we're going to number the docks this year. First, we were going to go with different colors for different areas, but we figured what we're going to do right now, and we're going to stick with this plan, is we're going to go from one to whatever it is. And all frontline owners, if you have three docks out there, you'll get one number, like perhaps 340, A, B, and C. Okay, that's how we're going to do it. This way here, if there's ever emergency on a lake, we don't have someone running around and looking for different colors and numbers, different numbers. This way here, they'll all run in order. Community docks, they'll get one number, A through F, or A through D, how many docks are on that, how many slips are on that dock.
You got to space the numbers a little bit in case something gets built in between?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, if there are areas in between, what we're going to do is we're going to leave those numbers blank, and we're going to, like, if we see there may be room for four or five docks in the future, we'll skip four numbers.
Okay.
That's in the plan. On our committee, Mike, is there anything I missed?
I'm sorry.
About that. Oh, then we asked, and then I asked Rhonda this week for everyone on the dock committee. That's why I asked a couple of members to go downstairs. So they would have all the laws and all the rules, regulations for around the lake. So all the people that are on the dock committee, is if they have any questions, they can go through all these papers. And we want to try to modify some of these things and make it more simpler for some of the people around the lake so they can understand the rules.
Are you going to give everybody new plates for the docks?
We're going to put new plates on.
Okay.
And we'll take the old ones off.
Okay.
If anyone has any questions about that. Okay. And then with the dam committee, Bob Weed and myself, and Rhonda can get into that. She's going to tell about that. About the dam. We went to a meeting, it was in Rochester, about the dams, and we're classified as a C dam, so there's so many rules and regulations now, it's going to make it very hard on us. Do you want to say anything about that, Bob, about that meeting?
No, not really. It's not just us, it's all the lakes, everybody,
right.
Even right down to Fox Ponds. It's all very frightening what the DEC has decided to do with the inspections for the dam areas. It's they're just creating more and more and more regulations, it seems like, and it's frightening to me.
So, and okay, and as far as, they would cover actually our dam, you know. And then we met with, the three of us met, Bob Weed, Rich Malter, and myself. We met, and we want to get together with Bill Sigorsky before he leaves. And we want to have a plan of, you know, an action plan, what we're going to do in the future, and how we want to raise money, not raise money, but put money aside for different projects that need to be done. And if there was an emergency, we would have the money set aside. So that's basically what we want to do.
Right, and we're begging Bill Sikorsky to work with us.
Yeah, we'd really like to have Bill work with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so that covers the committees for now.
Okay. I kind of want to back up just one little bit here, because it is old business. The last meeting we had somebody from the audience ask, what was the criteria for a back lot owner to get a dock? The criteria is, there was some discussion on this, it was discussed that they didn't have to live in the district. Well, we did a little bit of research, and someplace here on this table, Rhonda ran off copies. You have to live in the district, you have to have a lot with a 500 square foot building, and you have to have an approved septic. That's why when you come in to apply for a license or apply for a permit for a dock, we ask for the survey, we ask for the septic, and I don't know why we weren't thinking about that. So my apologies to whomever asked that question. We gave you misinformation. But there is some place here, and if there isn't, Rhonda will run off more copies. There's some place where I actually had her run off copies of that resolution so that there won't be any questions. You have to live in the district, you have to have a septic, you have to have a 500 square foot permanent structure there, and that's it. It's very clear in the rules. Dave, did you bring those up?
Yeah, you don't have to live in the district, you have to own property.
Own property, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
I know.
You have to own property in the district. But it has to be a septic, and it has to have a 500, minimum 500 square foot structure. Ah, here it is. How's it, and do we have extra copies of this?
I have extras downstairs.
Okay, good. So if anybody wants this after the meeting, you're welcome to come up and get it, because we shouldn't be giving you misinformation. But we get one. Okay, moving along. Do you want to talk about the Trail 2 and 3 community dock agreement?
Okay, Trails 2 and 3, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We did have a problem with the parking of a boat that was across from, I can't remember his name.
Farwell.
Well, anyway, so what I did is I called up Bill, and I asked Bill just to go leave a little note on the boat to have him contact me so he could move his boat back before there any problems occur. And I didn't get a good response at first, but we went down there. We met down there a few days later with the committee, with the dock committee, and we worked that out. But right now, what we need is, from that, we explained to Jeremy it was, we need a community dock agreement from them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then, and if they can't work it out on how they're going to park their boats, our dock committee, we told them that we don't want to do it, but mm-hmm. if we have to, we'll go down there and tell you how to park your boats. So it works out.
Do you think we need to have Rhonda send them a letter that we need their community dock agreement by
right.
30 days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So within 30 days of tonight's meeting. Okay. All right. Rooney?
Okay, Rooney.
Yes.
Okay, I believe it was Friday. I don't know if it was Friday. I walked in the office. Mr. Rooney happened to be in the office visiting Rhonda. And she introduced me to Mr. Rooney, and Mr. Rooney invited me up to his home. And I told him I'd be more than happy to come with him. And he had a couple of, you know, he showed me his plan, what he had for his dock. And so he showed me the plan, and there was one that we had already approved with a T on the end of it. And, you know, put a boat on the end. I don't know if you have it in front of you, Gene. If you don't, I have them here. here's, I could show you right here. This was the, okay. But from the shoreline, I went there myself. I went there by myself during the weekend. I measured from the shoreline, from the break wall to the end of the dock right now is 43 foot 3 inches, I think it was, or 34 foot 3 inches, I think it was.
I got 35.
Yeah, but it was 34.3. It was 34.3 from the existing break wall. Okay. And well, anyway, the dock that was proposed by by the commission, it shows the dock right here, and it would go out with the boat on the end to 43 foot. Okay? Mm-hmm. And now there's a dock over here. Mr. Schmidtbauer has a dock here. And over here, there's really no problem on Mike Holmes's property with the T. But Mr. Rooney, he's totally against having the T on the dock. So I said, well, maybe if you put a lift out there, the boat wouldn't get rocked around so much. But then it became like a safety hazard, maybe with just the dock out, you know, the lift out there in front, maybe someone could buy it and hit it. And Rich Malter, I spoke with him 2 days ago. I showed him the two plans. Mr. Rooney made up the one. This is the one from the district. And Rich Malter, he went over this here plan. You know, he looked this over. He said he didn't think this one was going to work, the one Mr. Rooney did. But then he came down with his own plan. And his plan, well, the plan here that Mr. Rooney has, the total length of the dock would be 42 foot. Okay, to the front to the end. And the other one would be 43 foot with the boat on the end. With the boat on the end.
So there'd be no boat.
There would be no boat on the end. One boat would be parked on one side, two boats would be on the other side. Okay, and Rich Malter came with his plan. Mm-hmm. And his plan came up with a 60-foot dock, or somewhere in that area, 50-some foot, 55 or 60 foot, which, you know, he even had little pictures of boats. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know which plan to go with here, because, I mean, this one was already approved, mm-hmm. and I know that Mr. Rooney's not happy, but with this plan here, Mr. Rooney told me, and he told the committee, that he would give everyone, right now he wants to block them out of using it if we go with this plan. But he would put it in writing, if Mr. Rooney, if I'm incorrect on this, I want you to step in and let me know. But they have to get a set of bylaws, you know, your bylaws, your dock agreement, and that these people here, if they were to sell their property, mm-hmm. I told them that the license would have to go to the new owner.
With our approval,
but they would have to follow the bylaws of the dock committee. If they didn't follow the bylaws, then they would not be on
the. Now, is there a limit on the boats that will go on the license?
There would be three boats. On the
field, yeah, but I know
boats.
I need a limit on the
length. Oh, and the length of, I think the 317 footers were three.
There's
right.
No problem getting this boat out here.
Well, this is the only thing that we were worried about is there may be a problem, but when we were down there looking at it, it didn't look so bad. But another thing is I'd like to say, I know Mr. Holmes, he's a neighbor, mm-hmm. Mr. Smithbauer, I spoke with both of them. Mike is on the committee, also is on the dock committee. But as a front lot landowner, he's not very happy with this design. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just being honest enough. And Mr. Schmidtbauer really, he wanted the T on the end also. So I'm just letting you know the whole story. Basically, that's what it leads up to. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Rooney?
Yes, the three commitmen you brought down there this morning approved my drawing. They said it was a workable drawing.
No, they did. They did say it was a workable drawing.
It was a workable drawing, the best one I've seen. And it is workable. My two neighbors here agree to it. It'll satisfy everybody. It's not infringing on it. We've got all kinds of room to get in and out of there.
But at no time, like, if this is approved, I'm not saying, you know, it's up to the committee.
Well, we're just asking an right. Approval of the design. That's what we like to have, approval of that design.
Okay, we can, I don't know, someone has to make a motion to approve.
Well,
this.
I think if we're going to approve this, it's got to be, I want a limit on the size of the boats.
Well, there's 17 footers.
Okay, but that needs to be understood.
No pontoon boats.
That's already, we already had that.
Okay, I know you do.
In our permit, it says that.
Okay, and it will be in your bylaws.
Right, it's already in our bylaws.
That's why the size of the boat is on the drawing.
Okay.
You're gonna approve the drawing and the size of the boat.
And no more than those three boats.
That's right.
No jet skis or nothing.
Right, no jet skis.
Right.
But I don't know if Mr. Holmes would like to say something on your behalf or...
Well, the only thing is we were talking this morning, making sure that he wants, which is fine, I guess, but he wants approval of that design before before they submit a dock agreement to you folks. So if that's the case, I think that you should make part of your recommendation that if you approve the drawing, but after you see the dock agreement and you don't like it, then you can...
No, I agree, I agree.
I think that's fine.
We have a draft.
We have a draft on file right now.
There's a problem here, I own the property, right?
But the lakefront, the...
No, no, just a minute, I own the property. So our agreement is gonna be written up by my lawyer that'll protect me from any liability from these people going across the property. Now, there's no problem with them going across the property. The second phase of that, the lawyer will write up agreement between the three of us, when the three of us sit down and figure out what that agreement's gonna be, and then it'll come to you. So all we're asking today is approval of that design. We'll give you that agreement before that dock is built. Isn't that fair?
We wouldn't issue the permit until we get all of it.
Yes.
But we can't build a dock until we give us the permit.
Oh, I understand.
All we want is an agreement on that design so we can go forward knowing what we're gonna be working with so we can make up our agreement.
Jill.
How far out is this going to go beyond the dock that's already there?
5 foot, I believe it was.
5 feet.
5 feet.
And actually, Sheila, it's going to be because there is no boats gonna be hooked up to the end, okay? Like there were with the T. It's actually 1 foot shorter.
Right.
So it's probably less of a navigational hazard.
The original is 43, this is 45.
Oh,
right.
May I say something? It's never been a navigational hazard the way it is now with 8 foot boat on the end. It's never been an issue. Nobody's ever complained about a navigational problem. And actually, we had a design approval years ago to go up 16 feet. But then that design got by the wayside. I'm gonna put it out 50 feet. Same as the man this morning thinking about 50 feet. He can't go up 50 feet. So 5 feet that far. That's all we're asking.
And then you were talking about possibly where the break wall is, cutting in a little bit there.
We have to. We want permission to put a new break wall in. We're gonna square it up because it kind of jets out, you know. We want to make it straight across. And from where it ends up being straight across is the 42 feet, not from where it is today. It'll go back, which we measure 37 feet.
34.
If we set the break wall back...
It's 34 foot 3 inches, I measured right...
No. Remember when I drew the line with a new
break
wall?
Oh, where do you want to go with the other
new break wall?
With the break
wall? You measured it?
With the break wall. With the new break
from
wall.
From the new break wall to where the dock is now would have been 37 feet, remember?
Yeah, you were going to go back a couple.
And we just wanted to go about 5 feet from where we are now. That gives us the 42 feet.
Bill?
If he's going to redo the break wall, I think we need to see the drawing of the break wall with this new dock design. And then we can okay that, and then just okay the design, and then nothing else until the board agrees with his community dock agreement. But I think we need to know what's happening to the break wall also before we just agree with the dock, because it's all one job we've ever done one time, right?
Were you there this morning?
Yes, I was.
Well, there, on the drawing, there's the break wall. And I showed you where we're going.
I know that, but before, according to our committee, before we approve anything, we need to know what you're going to build it out of, and materials, and everything else.
We can approve this. I mean, if it comes out to be the full length would be 42 foot from the break wall. But if it were to extend out any further into the water, then we would have a problem. We'd have to take off 70 and look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Material for the break wall is just going to be 6x6?
I understand, but we'll need that. We can, this design here, but by the next meeting...
I didn't give that in your drawing then, huh? Because I got it over here.
No, it's a straight break wall.
We're going to straighten it out.
No, they're straightening this direct drawing here.
Right, straight across. But no matter where we put the break wall, we're going to be only 42 feet out into the lake.
But what's confusing here is that the existing break wall is not...
Not straight.
And I realize that, but it's not shown in this drawing where the existing break wall is. It's drawn straight.
From the existing break wall, it'll be 42 feet out.
Right, from the break wall they're going to build, it'll be 42 feet out, right?
Right. We need a new break wall. If we didn't have the new break wall, we'd have to go more than 42 feet.
Right. But there's really no navigational hazard in there regardless anyway, right, other than it's too far out.
It's never a problem, no one's ever complained about it.
Sheila?
When is this supposed to be completed?
When the water, the lake again, huh?
Well, this project would have to be done in the fall.
Right.
All right, is there a time that we could put down?
Sure.
In the minutes?
Normal time of year.
Well, I mean, it would have to be done before the next season.
Wait a minute.
This year, you're not going to...
When you issue a permit, we've got a year.
We have a year.
With another year.
But I mean, a year from now would be, you wouldn't be able to do it a year from now.
No, we're going to do it this fall.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But where's the time limit? Because it says in the rules and regulations, we've got a year.
Well, no, as long as it's done before the water fills, that's, we have no problem.
So where's the time limit? It's already set in the rules and regulations.
Right. So here's...
How about the dock that's there now, is that usable?
The dock there now, it would need some repair to be used this year. And Mr. Rooney's not going to use the dock this year.
No.
Not going to, so there's two slips on there, but there is a trip, very bad tripping hazard on that dock. And the post, there's some posts, if someone were to touch the post, you could get a good cut or a good sliver on them. I think those should be covered up with something. And I think prior to it being used, our dock committee could go down and give it another inspection before you put your boats on it.
You're going to use that dock this year then?
But there are some hazards.
I agree with you, we looked at it.
My theory is now, I don't want to put any money in that dock.
No, I understand, but if they want to use it this year...
If the Wilsons want to use it, I assume they will repair the dock.
They'll have to repair the dock, and then once you complete your repairs, give us a call. I'm out here, Bill's out here, Mike Holmes is out here, Walter. So I mean, if all of us can't go, one or two of us will go, and so you can get your boats in the water. I'd like to see those repairs made. Okay, I put that in the minutes.
Yeah.
Then you call us. I can give you my phone number before you leave.
Do you want a deadline on it?
Well, when did you want to repair it? When would you have the repairs done?
I don't know, but we haven't discussed it between us.
Okay.
So...
If we gave you until the next meeting, which is in June...
June 6th.
Probably going to want the boat in anyway, so I'm sure...
Probably wouldn't, not June 6th, but what would be the 20th? June 20th, you think you could have it done by then?
Yeah, month, it'd be a little tight, but, you know.
You think you could?
What's the harm of it?
Yes.
Martin, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just...
As long as you don't use it before.
Yeah.
I mean, the longer they put it off, the longer...
Well, that's true. Okay.
That gives them a break, why not give them a break?
You just won't be able to use it, that's the thing.
So dangerous.
I don't know. Got slivers or raw wood or...
It's swimming and rotting.
All they have to do is remove that old plywood, shore up that right side.
Right, they have to shore it up.
And put a new decking on. It would be usable probably for two boats. Put a boat on the end.
No, I don't believe it would be safe.
No way.
Okay.
I move we give them to the July meeting.
Okay, all right.
Well, we've got this other deal to settle right now. And I move we approve this plan as drawn up.
Okay. details.
With a break wall?
With, yeah, we're gonna need...
With a revised break wall?
With a revised drawing.
Like you got drawn here.
I'll give you the break wall.
With a revised drawing, with the break wall, the materials, the cable...
They've got it drawn straight across there.
With the cables and the break wall and all of that.
Well, it's in this drawing right here. I gave, when you asked me the other day, I didn't want to give you my rough drawing.
Okay, good.
Of what I was doing.
As long as we can have that by, if you could have that ready for us for the next meeting.
I gotta go back and forth because I need more therapy in my knee, but I'll have it to you before I leave.
Okay.
So the motion is...
This is not to approve the break wall, this is to approve this plan.
This design.
This design, okay, all right.
And then the break wall's enough, we'll have to go down to the doctor, but he'll inspect it.
And then that will be approved next month?
Next month.
Okay. All right, so we're just approving this design.
This design right here.
So who made the motion?
I did.
Okay, second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, now where's my agenda? Okay, a report on the training that we went to Houghton. If you remember, Bill, I had asked budget some training monies, and Rhonda and Dave and I went to the Southern Tier West proposal for, or training for municipal workers. It was, what day was that, the 7th? Something like the 7th of May. It was an all-day training. There were all the clerks and all the town officials from around here were there. Dave, the first one you went to was on...
It was more or less with the towns. It had more to do with the towns than it did with someone.
So it really wasn't applicable to us?
It didn't have anything to do with us. The second meeting that we went to, there were people from, I can't remember what town they were from, but they were talking about grants, how they get so many grants for machinery and buildings. And some people, they were saying that in memory of other people, people will donate, you could put a bathroom septic system down. It, you know, and people do that in memory of this person. There was quite a few others.
Did you get a website for those grants or...
No, actually, I didn't get a website for them. I'm trying to think of the woman. I'm sure we can find out.
I took names.
Did you take the names?
Okay, good.
The majority of the things that they get it are by grants. And so we could, I'm sure that, and Rhonda told me that she has written a grant before.
Yeah, good point, Bill.
With Bill say, well, so Rhonda's pretty familiar with writing a grant.
Bill did most of that, grant writing. You did most of the grant writing.
But...
I guess.
But I mean, if there's someone we had to bring in temporarily to help or give Rhonda a hand or something, I think it's, if it's an expensive item. It could be something for down the dam.
Well, the only problem is we brought in a grant, right?
Oh, no.
First time, okay. All right, you're not...
I'm just saying on a temporary basis, just one day or something like that.
That wasn't worth it, was it?
No, we don't know part of that.
No. Rhonda and we went to one on shared services, which was very interesting, and there is a big push in the state to have, like, every county have one assessor, actually a county employee. There's some pros and cons about that. I think it's nice that our assessors are elected, and I think they represent the towns that they're assessing for. If you get some assessor paid for by the county, and the county is at its tax limit, can you have an assessor upping the assessments so that the county is no longer at its taxing limit? Do you see what I'm saying, Bill? I kind of wonder about that because, to me, it's almost like... So I can see the pros and cons of it, but it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
When you're talking about shared services, are you talking, they also talking, are they suggesting town serve working together, three, four
yes.
towns?
Yep. But the assessor is one of those. Now we have, you know, who's our assessor for Rushford and Canyadilla?
Hesler.
Yes, Hesler, right.
John Jessel.
And he serves a total of 9 towns. And is very good. And he probably, would do a pretty good job for the county. But like I said, there's, it almost seems to me like there might be a conflict of interest there, especially when you talk about constitutional taxes.
What I would like to see on something like that is a dollar and cent savings on something like that. There's no savings, no door.
Yeah.
If we could save some money, why not?
I'm not sure there's savings. I think it might be an increase in taxes is what I think it might amount to.
This government, I think, is slow down.
But there are. There's some things on, where you can have a zoning board, shared services, that saves some money. And then we also went to one on the website. Do you want to talk about that? You don't, okay. Southern Tier West will help municipalities for a very small cost to build a website. And they want the municipality to run it, but they'll help you along the way. And I...
What's the purpose of the website?
I think it would be good for, like, the district to have its own website. We talked about that, remember last year?
For what purpose, though, I guess?
Informational purpose.
We could eliminate Rhonda's job, then?
No. No, but we could put the minutes on the website.
You might be able to eliminate the newsletters, too.
Right, exactly. Could put...
Mail them all out?
Instead of, we'd save money on mailings.
Well, there again, I don't want to get into all this, but if it was utilized the way it should be and really did that, that'd be one thing, but to do it's another. You know where I'm coming from. The county's always pushing this, and they're flooding you with more propaganda and all that.
Yeah, I know. Well, this wasn't the county pushing it. This was, you know, Southern Tier West was just giving...
Government pushing it.
Yeah. Maybe then we could have Southern Tier West come and talk to us about it?
I'm not interested in it at all. As far as me talking to them, if you want to find them. I don't want to get into all this, because we haven't got 3 days to do it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you don't want us to pursue it, we won't.
No, I mean, I'm just one vote.
Maybe we could table that so we get a full board.
Okay, all right.
Question?
Sure.
All right, down in Florida, all counties are taxed the same throughout the state. How come everybody up here is taxed differently?
All these...
From Orchard Park to Amherst, Rushford, I don't care where you are. I asked this question to the assessor. He goes, oh, this is New York State. Who gives a shit who's New York State? You know?
Exactly.
You know, we're all paying the same freaking thing. Yeah. Why are we not taxed the same? Good question. He had no answer. You know what I mean? They assess us, I'm from Orchard Park too. They assess us at 85%. We could adjust it here for 100%.
Yeah, right.
But there is no equalization throughout the entire state. So going, if they went for the whole state under one or two setups, assessors, it would work. Because everybody's going to have to pay the same damn thing. That's a good theory if you think about it. Burke County, you know, if the whole state goes under one assessment value, if they don't, pretty soon there ain't going to be nobody left in New York State.
I think that would be like more of like a town issue if you went to the town.
Okay, let's move on here. Anyway, it was good training, Bill. And I think it was worthwhile for us to go, and I'd like to see maybe more people going next year, because this is offered every year at Houghton College. So it was only $35 a person, too. That's pretty darn cheap training, and they fed us for that. So it was a good meal. Okay, Bill is not here to talk about the DEC meeting. We met, several of us met with the DEC and the bigwigs from Buffalo and Albany on the 22nd, and then they took a tour of the dam. Does anybody want to talk about that?
Well, they took a tour of the dam, and they were talking, actually, they talked with Mr. Corwin, Al Corwin, about the inundation study, what it would cost in order for us to get the grant money, which I don't know how much, what is the total value of the grant money?
$654,869.
Okay, well, we did get it. They went through the whole thing, and they explained to Al Corwin what needs to be done, what he has to do to raise...
Al Corwin is our engineer.
He's our engineer. Well, anyway, he gave us a quote, I don't know, is it okay to say the quote, I don't know. What it would cost to have this inundation study done.
Okay.
He gave us an estimate, in order to get that money, it would cost, we thought it was gonna be a couple hundred thousand dollars, I think it turned out to be $44,000.
$44,000.
$44,000, which is a lot less than what we originally thought that it was gonna cost us for the study.
What has really, this whole thing is so annoying, because we thought we were all done. We did what we said we were gonna do in the grant, everything was approved, we got letters of approval, and then we get a new administration and they keep tacking on more things that they want us to do. So I called Kathy Young's office and got the grant person onto it. And I think that's why, I think she put a bug in the ear of DEC, and I'm pretty sure that's why the meeting went the way it did. Anyway, we explained to them that if they wanted us to do more work, we had to have some money. Are we gonna get that money, Dave?
After the innovation, after the study, the $44,000.
Won't they give us the $44,000, which they've already promised?
I don't know if that's included in it or not, I don't know. But I know it's gonna cost us $44,000 to have this study done.
Yeah, that's what Bill wanted me to talk about.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Is it, no, which is in with the inundation mapping proposal.
Well, why don't you go on down and just carry on, since we're at that.
The inundation study will be $44,000 something. He doesn't think they're gonna approve our emergency action plan or release any monies until we submit a proposal that this is going to be done in the future.
That the inundation study is gonna be done?
He thinks we're going to have to do it.
Okay.
Who shot the figure of $44,000?
Hatch Acres.
Hatch Acres, put that figure up.
Okay, my question is, if we put in the proposal and talk about how we're gonna do it and when we're gonna do it, will they release the money then? Or do we have to actually have it done?
He's been led to believe they will release the money, but if you submit a proposal and this is in the plan, you've got to do it.
Well, we knew we had to do it.
We've got to do it.
Yeah.
And they want that part of the emergency action plan, that's why this emergency action plan was started, what, 6, 7 years ago?
6, 7 years ago.
And they still haven't signed off on it, they just keep delaying and delaying. Bill really believes, once we do the inundation study, that's all good.
We were told that when they wanted this emergency personnel and all that.
And you don't need to decide tonight, you can wait till you have.
I would imagine the results of this inundation study will determine whether they're gonna insist we do that hard-facing.
And Hatch Acres?
That's a guess.
Well, depending on the results of that.
And Hatch Acres will do the inundation study.
Oh, gladly.
It is a lot, $44,000 is a lot less than what the original proposal was.
They had a time limit on it also from when they started to the end, I can't remember what, just whether it was like 10 weeks or 14 weeks.
In some ways, this is nothing new. We always have to have a plan in place, a five-year plan, and so on. We've done that ever since I've been here.
So basically, we have to vote on the approval of the money.
If you're going to, you have to, you don't have to do it tonight, but you are gonna have to vote on whether to go ahead with the inundation study.
Do you want to leave?
I would suggest we wait just one more meeting to see if all the members are here, so they all have any input on this street.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear directly from Bill.
Absolutely.
And he's got all the, he's done all the talking to the guys at all the meetings and everybody.
Okay.
But he did tell me that, what the cost is gonna be, and he thinks we really have to.
Was the overtopping study involved at all?
I think that, yes, that was mentioned as part of this inundation study and emergency plan.
That's right.
Because it was mentioned that for the overtopping study and the inundation plan, they were talking, Bill threw out the number of $1 million.
Well, that's to do it.
To do it?
That's to do the hard-facing, to do all that concrete work.
The hard facing is.
But was it mentioned that study that they might require that?
No, I don't think so.
Everything that was listed That was the quote on everything that they listed and they wanted. It was a quote on what DEC wanted done.
And so Akers came up with the money?
Akers was right there, and he was, and that's everything.
He was at the meeting.
Yeah, but from past dealings with these DEC and that, there's nothing that says it isn't going to happen, like Bob says. Nothing says that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It could happen.
No, but I heard Rhonda say that if we just do the inundation study, regardless of what the result of it is, we'll guarantee get our grant money. Is that what you said?
That's what he'll do.
Okay.
And he's been talking with Alon again quite a lot, so. But he can present this much better than I can. This is through emails and telephone conversations. He just asked me to fill you in on that much.
By the way, after the meeting tonight, there's something that you and I have to do. I got to get something to fill. And I got to find out if you've got some blank forms like this.
Okay.
We'll just, after the meeting, we can vote.
Well, then, I don't think, I mean, we don't have to vote on anything. We'll just, wasn't even, you know, really on the agenda.
Well, it should be done as soon as possible, but I think in fairness, there are two members.
Yeah, we'll wait.
He did, yeah. I got posted all of it. Like I said, you don't have to do it tonight, but he did say that it's, at some point, he's got to do this grant application thing again for them. And he needs to include the inundation at some point.
So should we authorize him to do the grant application with the inundation study? Because he probably has...
Bill's been doing that alone, Rhonda.
Well, that's what I wanted to go over with Rhonda tonight downstairs. He called me and there's a couple of pages we got to fill out for the 10th time again. We'll fill them out for number 10.
Well, do you want to vote then that we, that if he thinks this should be done, that he should just go ahead and rewrite or write it or?
I don't see why anybody would object to doing this inundation study.
Is there a deadline on getting this application in?
I thought there was, but...
Because usually it's around the first week of June.
I don't see why anybody would object.
You're putting off getting your money for another month, right?
Yeah, right, okay.
So it's a no-brainer.
I'll accept a motion then that Bill go ahead and write the grant.
I'll make a motion that Bill write the grant.
Okay, second?
I'll say.
Okay, all in favor? All right. Let's just do it. Okay.
Now, Bill's only going to be with us two more months, right?
Pardon?
Bill's only going to be with us two more months.
Right.
I think he said he followed through on this.
Well, yeah, he said he followed through on the name.
Was there anything else that Bill told you to talk about?
And I don't think...
No, it's just at some point in time, we're going to have to do it.
Right, okay. Do it sooner rather than later. Okay, launch building and camera. Gene and Dave. Gene, you want to lead off on this?
Yeah, on the launch building, it's progressing very nicely. It looks nice down there. It's on the downhill side. We've got to get some air conditioning in there and some paint on the building sometime. And I don't know whether you got the door fixed yet or not, but it really looks nice down there. Signs straightened up. It's going to be braced back in the building so it can't. Bob brought down a trencher and trenched it blind to it.
I'd like to thank Bob Weed and James Kay for donating the equipment.
I would like...
Can I say something? You really ought to thank Danny Freeman because we took our trencher down there and the soil, it's all filled, Gene.
All rocks?
It just fell right back in.
Oh, yeah.
So when we determined that was happening, Danny Freeman went, hauled our trencher back, got his excavator, went down, dug it.
Oh, you dug it?
Then filled it all in and we actually put the conduit in.
Thank you, Danny.
He's the one that needs...
Okay, so can you...
But I appreciate you setting everything up.
Yeah.
Electrical is all hooked up.
Electric is all hooked up and actually there's a...
Put a conduit in for the phone line.
For the phone line.
That's something else pertaining to the launch building that I've seen the sheriff or Chris Fenimore the other night and they would like a landline in there. And I would like a landline in there for the kids who are going to be in there for safety.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, yes.
And the air conditioner, it's a necessity. It's got to be there.
So I think while we're on this, on the launch, Tom Thomas, he would have had the other door, but he didn't have the capital to go out on his own and buy all these materials on his own. So I thought, I'd like to make a motion that we could give him like $500 in cash, that he could go purchase the air conditioner and other materials, the door, so we could finish this up.
Oh, absolutely.
And because, you know, it's hard for him, he's going out with $100 buying this. He can go get everything in one trip.
So you made the motion, and Gene, second, and I'm...
We got to set it strictly at $500, then what is the limit? I mean, I don't want to see money spent, it'll need to be spent.
No, I have a list here.
But $500 is going to cover it.
Brings back the receipts.
Well, to start off with the $500. And once that is done, maybe he may need a couple hundred dollars more. I'm not sure, I don't know exactly what the amount's going to be.
But then he'll have to come back next month. Okay.
I'll say.
Let's do a ceiling, yeah, okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
He has to bring us back.
Receipt.
Right. Okay, and another thing is down there, I know in the past there has been a lot of problems with people that come in with boats harassing the help. And I just thought that if we could put a camera down there, that we could...
Document?
Document everything, and then, because I know that years ago, I wasn't down there, but I heard from a past commissioner that he had to go down there, and there was almost some physical activity down there. They had to call the sheriff in, and...
You know, we've got young people helping us out, and I think it might not be...
No reason they got to put up with that.
Right.
So I think if the people know in the area that they're going to be on video, they wouldn't, there's not going to be a big fuss.
Bob, how much are those cameras?
I don't know.
Well,
camera's one thing, I mean, you need to have it recorded.
Yeah, record it, but...
Probably just the fact if you had a sign or you're being rude, you have it on camera.
Is the sheriff going to be there though at their building on the weekends or not?
Says he is.
Says he is.
But we don't know how many days.
It might be during the week, but...
And has there been a problem with this? It's the first I've heard of this.
Well, we spoke with Allison yesterday. Allison was in the office. Remember, she said that a couple times she had to call her parents up. They should have called her parents because people have given her problems, you know, there has been problems down there.
Because of the 25 bucks you need?
Whatever, maybe they're in a district and they don't have the sticker. I don't know what the reasons were, I didn't get into it. But there were a couple of times that they...
Well, even if they got a problem, they don't need to be harassing the help or whatever.
This is up to the board.
Can I say in our years, as Rick oversaw it, there's a couple of problems here and there. I mean, it's always young kids and there's always jerks coming and going. The expense of a camera, I mean, that's why a commissioner is supposed to oversee this whole thing, or somebody is supposed to be able to be called if they do have a problem.
We've always been liberal as far as refunds are concerned. If a landowner has to launch a boat and they don't have a sticker, we've always, right, Rhonda? We've always sent me the person's name and address.
If they come right in with a receipt and get the launch pass, yes, we do.
But the camera just seemed over the top for me.
I've never heard of a problem.
What I would do is check it out to see what it would run. You never know today with the economy. Somebody might even rob them.
I think a camera would be a lot less than you think. You just need a simple black and white camera that records audio, and a VCR that loops the tape over and just have it loop every week and only record a week, because you're not going to need it any longer than that. And it's not going to run you very much money. And I've seen problems on there. I've seen people pull their car and block the launch off before. I've seen it. And having young kids down there.
What I'm thinking is if we got the one camera, if we ever needed to move it someplace else, maybe we ought to get some prices before we set it up.
All right. Okay. I'll do a little more research on the prices.
Okay, all right.
But, I don't know. There's so many strange people running around there. You don't know what they're capable of.
I know. I agree.
Capable.
Yeah. Well, that may be. So that may well be.
The camera will last about a week before it's installed.
And also what we're going to need in there is a table and chairs for the sheriffs. Tom Thomas told me if anyone has an extra table or a few chairs, they're, you know, comfortable, they want to donate them, if not, you know, we'll have to find them.
You want to donate your desk down there, man?
Yeah, maybe we have a table around here right now for that. But that's basically all we need.
Okay, Rhonda, do you, now, did you cover everything Bill had?
I believe so.
Okay. You want to talk about the internet and Wayne?
Just...
Update us?
Wayne Holly contacted me that he'll be giving us high-speed internet, so it's just, it's gonna end up.
That's his whole building. It's not just us, it's the whole building.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, EAP yearly update. What's the EAP?
Oh, that's the Emergency Action Plan. It has been updated, and I have copies downstairs for everybody.
Does this go to the county or John Tucker?
Oh, yes. It goes to several different agencies, but it never has been formally approved by the state. And they're not gonna approve it till we do that inundation study.
Oh.
What we have to do to him is furnish that the names have changed of the contact people. That has to be put in, right?
Yeah, I have to update that.
And phone numbers of contact people. And there's been no new emergency plans in the county. This changed from last year, isn't it?
No, but there will be, once the inundation study is done, we have to incorporate that in our plan.
Right.
So there will be a magic plan that we have to put into it.
Original Emergency Action Plan didn't consist of much, actually. Just contact people in case of emergency. Who was in charge of maintaining the lake level? Who was responsible for opening the gates when it did happen? Right?
Do we have to approve that?
No.
No? Probably wouldn't hurt if we read it, though, would it?
It might be very nice if you read it.
Okay, all right. I suggest we all get a copy and read it, because I have no clue what's in it, so. All right, anything else under old business? All right.
The only thing, I don't know if this will be old business, the legislation. Under legislation.
Yeah.
I don't see it in there, but I spoke with Micah Brazak, and we, the last time we talked about the legislation about, you know, to give everyone a fair opportunity to vote, we were gonna vote through our attorney, and then, I spoke with Michael Brazak. He said that we could use the town attorney. Mm-hmm. Just go through him and change the legislation to get everyone voted.
Has he been informed of that?
Yeah, Mike said to call his office and we can go there, and you know, two of us can go there and speak with him about changing that.
We're trying to get the, if you remember one of our meetings last year, a lot of people are very concerned because if you have a trust or a LLC, you can't vote. And then this raised issues, well, are you doing something illegal when you vote? And it just seemed that people who have trusts or LLCs, you know, they should have the right to vote. One man, one vote, one woman, one vote, whatever. So we are looking into getting that legislation changed, and the towns have approved that part of the legislation. So it'll save the district some money if we use the town attorney, and the town has to approve it anyway. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
I thought it was constitutional law, though, that LLCs couldn't vote.
It's New York state law. It's not constitutional. It's New York state law. And we felt, they're apparently, at least according to what our attorneys told us last year, that there would be a way of having one representative from an LLC or a trust who is the property owner being able to vote.
So there'd be people that could vote in a district election, mm-hmm, that could not vote in a general election?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
It just makes it a little fairer to property owners who are paying, you know, the taxes.
I understand, but I mean, it's making it's making that vote available to those people, which under the general election law, they wouldn't be allowed to vote. Is that true?
I think so.
General election, I don't think they do.
Right.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it is a constitutional, well, we wouldn't, I mean, the attorney isn't going to have us breaking the law to... So anyway, we're trying. We're trying to...
Has the attorney actually reviewed that part of it? Has the attorney actually reviewed?
No, we have to set up a meeting with him. We have to set up a meeting. But Mike Obrazak, he brought it up at his meeting. Because I don't want to spend any extra money for our, you know, for our attorney if it's not going to work.
Right.
I'd rather go right to, because the towns have to agree.
Prove it anyway.
And so why go through the attorneys?
Right.
Will there be any legal expenses?
Yes, yeah, and we won't have to do that.
That's what Rick even advised me. Rick is the one that advised me that.
Okay.
He couldn't see any more sense in spending any more money.
Any more?
I hate to really ask a terrible question.
Oh, go ahead.
What does that do to the other things that the board wanted regarding enforcement powers? I mean, if this election issue is clarified, and it's clarified to everyone's satisfaction, even the towns, where then is this enforcement?
We still have...
Did we talk to them about that?
Yeah, we still have enforcement power. We have to work through the local courts and the local police.
So what we proposed, or what the district's attorney proposed, they still are not...
We cannot, yeah. We can't.
Is that true?
It would be like, yes, that's true. Let me give you an example. You know, a lot of towns have water and sewer districts. Water and sewer districts can't set up their own fine or have their own police force. Okay? We're a special district like water and sewer.
I just wondered where that was.
Yeah, that's the only way I could, at least from my understanding of the law when it was explained to me, that's about the best I can do. We're a special district. Is that you? Okay, all right.
But they could amend that legislation, the original legislation, to include those powers.
No.
They couldn't.
Not the way they told me. Because you...
I thought they could amend that legislation just about any...
Even the town of Canadian has no more power than we do. They have to go through the courts.
Okay.
That's the way that...
Because Charlie made, at that meeting that I went to, he thought, he had a whole presentation about how that...
He's...
So...
No, that's the way, well...
Okay. I said it all.
Okay, I'll deal with this under financial. Okay, all right. New business. Rhonda, what's this tree services at Balcom Beach request? Okay, okay.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
I'm Dave Brodigan from the Baptist Church. By a 2-to-1 vote, I'm the spokesman for the gentlemen that are here. This is Gary Markman, our pastor, and Eric Lund came along too. And what we wanted to find out from you folks is what your thoughts are about the possibility that we would like to offer a Sunday morning service at the lake outside for anybody that wanted to participate. It would be informal, it would be short, there would be no offering taken up or anything like that. Just be something that people could come to, dress the way you are when you're at the lake for a weekend, probably about 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, sometime early before people get out and hit the lake very hard. And so we wanted to find out what you think about that and get your ideas.
Didn't we do this last year on a one-day thing or something?
We didn't. I think there's been like, maybe like, there, I remember hearing there was a bluegrass concert down there.
No, this gentleman was from Farmersville, right? Farmersville Station. There was a minister over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they did have a service last year.
Oh. Okay, well.
One day, I don't remember. Do you remember what day it was? It was a one special day.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that if you invite one religion, you might
me looking at inviting more, I'm not against it or anything like that, but you might be putting yourself in a situation that...
Not necessarily, not if we opened it up to everybody.
Right.
You know, anybody who wanted to come and do a service.
I see none.
I know, I thought of that same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we would be willing to do it every week, you know, during the summer. But like you say, I mean, it's up to you.
I have no objections as long as we keep it open to anyone who wanted to come down and do a service. You know, at a different time, sort of a first come, first served.
Have you on one side of the line?
We might be able to coordinate times or something like that, I don't know.
I suppose you could do it non-denominational, but I think you run into problems with, you know, usually non-denominational is Christian, non-denominational.
I didn't recall him saying anything about any denomination. Not that it matters.
What'd you say?
I see he didn't say anything about any denomination.
Yeah, I know.
So I just, I see none.
I think as long as we open it up, as long as it's understood that anyone else who wants to have a service is entitled. They just have to come and ask us.
I'll move it back to the second.
Okay, all in favor?
One other question. Do you have something like a newsletter or something that you would be able to announce it in?
Yes. I'm working on the newsletter. We just need a tablet. When are you going to start this?
We would like to start June 15th if we could.
June 15th.
And I think we settle at 9 a.m. No longer than a half hour.
One half hour at Balcom Beach.
Yeah, informal comments here.
You're doing the letter for...
Yeah, I'm going through Labor Day.
Excuse me, sir?
I'd say probably through Labor Day.
Okay, all right.
As long as the weather's nice.
There is no water. There is a landowner's newsletter also.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yes.
Who would we contact about that?
Maggie Krasinowski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where...
her phone number, but she would be the one to... Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Very good. Thanks, Dave. Okay, moving along. Windmill presentation. That's me. I went to a Rushford Town Board meeting. Of course, you know the northern corner of Rushford is going to have 12 windmills. And I think it's a done deal, from my understanding. So it's not a public hearing that they're having. But Noble Energy Company, who's building the windmills, is going to do a presentation on June 10th. Is that on a Tuesday? Everybody's got a calendar? Thanks. Yeah, it's Tuesday, June 10th, right here.
What's that?
Starting at 7 o'clock. And they'll just be, you know, they'll be taking, it's not going to be debatable, but they'll be taking questions and they'll be doing a presentation. I went to Centerville. Boy, that's an interesting town hall. In fact, I think it dates back to 1805.
And as old as you are.
Yeah, it's as old as I am. But anyway, one of the agreements Noble had with the town of Centerville for all their windmills, they're going to fix the town hall. So we'll see what's in it for us. I think that's what we want to ask. What's in this for us? Will it help our tax base? So I would encourage you to come. Okay. There will be an open seat for commissioner. And Rhonda, I've got to ask you, is this the at-large commissioner? It's not the year-round commissioner, is it? Is the seat open?
It's going to be seasonal.
Seasonal, okay. The seat will be for a seasonal resident.
Or full-time.
Or
full-time.
It's either one. Okay, all right. The petitions are due June 26th for anyone interested. Rhonda has the petitions. How many names have to be on it? 25? At least 25 names. And then the election is?
July 26th.
Thank you.
Noon until 8.
Noon until 8.
Of the 25 names, they have to be registered voters, right?
Yes. So they have to be qualified electors.
In, yeah, okay. Registered in the, in, for the district, okay. All right, grant applications, we've already talked about the resubmission, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you and I will work on after the meeting.
Right, I need some paperwork.
Launch telephone?
I think you mentioned that already.
Yeah, all you have to do is, he has to just feed the phone through. And then I'll talk to Jack about that tomorrow.
Don't we have to approve it because it'll be an expense?
Right, yes, we do, sure.
I move.
We should have a phone there.
Landline there with the stipulation. If somebody's abusing the privileges, they don't have to get out.
All right.
I mean, that's what happened before, right?
Well, is there any way that we could make it so there's no long-distance calls? So, I mean, we...
Well, if you're gonna call the hospital, it's a long-distance call.
Everything is long-distance in Rushford.
Well, I'm talking about 911, would be the sheriff, I mean, or police station.
Why don't we get unlimited long-distance? That's what I have.
Okay.
With unlimited...
It's gotta be monitored.
Yeah, okay.
I think, so that's what happened.
All right, so the motion is, we put in the telephone...
The landline, telephone.
With monitoring and, okay, second?
$30.
All in favor?
$30.
All right, anything else under new business? All right, requests, here we go. Lauerbacher.
Lauerbacher?
Lauerbacher.
Doc committee, we okayed that. We okayed Lauerbacher's to hoist.
Okay, motion?
Make a motion to grant his license.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Vana?
Vana was also approved.
Okay. Motion?
I'll make a motion to accept.
All right, Jean?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Rondon?
Okay, Rondon, we need a certificate for septic system and also a survey. We have to table that to ask them to get that information.
Okay, motion to table. And you want to give them a time limit?
Give them 30 days until the next meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
Was there a copy of the deed? I'm sorry?
Was there a copy of the deed as well on that?
I had septic and survey. I don't know if there was, there, did I miss the deed?
I thought that was the one that...
Okay, then.
You had brought up the deed. If he hadn't given it to the copy to Rhonda yet.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know if he had given it to Rhonda yet, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, I think he has all this on file, but I'll check.
Okay. Okay, motion? A day, second by?
I'll second.
To table for 30 days. Okay, Dale Young license request, and Jason Young is here. This is representative.
Okay, I don't see there's any reason why we can't give him a license. I mean, he has a doctor on that. There's a doctor who's assigned to him. So I'll make a motion that we give him a license.
Can I vote on this, though?
No. There was more than one license transfer request.
No, there was more than one. I was on the other side, it was one. I didn't know it was two. Did you have two, Rhonda?
What are we talking? I just had the L110 down.
There should have been, how many were there?
I think there was a request for all 9 docs that are there.
And Hunt's Bay. There was a license transfer request for all of those.
Okay.
We paid a fee for each of those requests.
Okay, what I'd like to do is, can I interrupt this and go about our conversation as of last night? Last night I had a conversation with Dale Young over the phone. And I'm going to just get my notes here because I have it about our conversation.
Yeah, go ahead. I see. I can't even...
And I spoke with, actually, I spoke with Grace and Dale Young on the phone, and Dale, he has an attorney, and he wants to pursue having all those docks taken away from the people that are down in Hutton's Bay, you know, for, and put his restaurant in, but... And what I did mention to Dale, I said, before we get into litigation, what I would like to do is have Dale and Grace have their attorney present, if we could get our attorney, because right now it's been nothing but phone calls to our attorney. Every time we call our attorney, you get a $100 bill or a $200 bill, and you get the same answer. You know what I mean? So what I would like to do is get two commissioners, their attorney, our attorney, together at one table, and find out where we're going with this. If it's going to go to litigation, or if it's not going to go to litigation, if it can be settled. And another thing that Dale, you know, another thing that's another option here is Dale would be willing to sell the property down there to the 16 dock owners. There's 16 people that are on docks down there. He'd be willing to sell that property to them, forget about his restaurant, build it somewhere else on the lake. And what I'm saying is, these people would own that whole parcel of land. They could put whatever picnic area back there. They could put up and then whatever they would want to do. If they wanted to do something back there, they would own their own docks, their own property. But this is an option. But what I'm saying is, if we're going to go to our attorneys now, I'm going to make a motion that we, after I'm done here. What I'd like to have Rhonda do is also mail all these people that are down there on docks, mail them a letter, tell them that is an option that they could purchase the property, okay? But this, we would like to have this done within 30 days if they wanted to make a commitment or not, because if I talked to Dale, and we gave until our next meeting, with our attorney's meeting, and that if they can't come to an agreement, they're going to litigate this case. And there's a possibility, I'm not saying that the people down there are going to lose their docks, I don't know, I'm not a judge, but there's a possibility they could. And the legal fees alone would be a huge amount on both parts. They really would.
We believe that everyone who owns a dock down there should be present at that meeting also, to have their say, to know what's going on.
The meeting isn't going to have anything to do with the dock license necessarily, because even if they decided to sell it to all 16 people, that would have to, you'd still have to transfer the licenses to us, and then when that gets divided into 16, they would then be property owners in the district, be allowed to have the licenses, and that's why they would get one.
I understand. But that, see, but as of right now, I spoke with our attorney last week, and he advised me to do nothing right now, just to leave it alone until, you know what I mean, until we talk to him next time. So I really, honestly, I don't want to make the wrong move, I don't want to make a mistake, and for either party. But my suggestion is to get the attorneys together, get that together, with everyone down in Hutton Bay, what we could do is possibly set up a meeting with our attorney, but you could meet with our attorney. You know what I mean? We could all do it together. But I don't think that would be right to meet with both attorneys. I don't want a shouting match or anything like that. I would just try to settle this the best way for everyone.
So the first step would be our attorney and young attorney meeting.
With two commissioners and Dale and Grace. But
and then the
No. We could set it up quickly, very quickly, that we could get together with people that represent Hutton's Bay. We could do that also. But this all has to be done within 30 days. Otherwise, it's going to go to court. They're going to file.
Yep. It does make sense. We don't want to have to pay for an attorney to represent the people from Hutton's Bay.
No, you're not. We're paying for their attorney to represent for Hutton's Bay.
What?
No. I mean, we're not paying for the attorney. We're not paying for the attorney. We're paying for the attorney to give us advice.
Right.
I believe your position is that it's district property, and that's why your attorney's involved, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Would this not be the same as anybody else losing their deck because somebody else wants to take it over?
Right now, is I can't comment because I really don't know until we meet with the attorney. I really can't. Honestly, I don't know. And I'm not going to make a statement that I don't know.
Because it could be any community dock. Somebody could say, I want these community docks. This is my property that they have access to. I want these docks.
Plus, has their attorney actually brought proof that they own all those docks too?
That's why we have to get together with the attorneys.
I'm sort of against this license thing is what I'm saying.
Because all the docks...
We have it in our deed that we own the dock there.
We have proof that that's ours.
Well, these are things that you're going to have to...
That's why we'd like to be there also.
That's why we want representation. Better.
I'll give Bruce a call Tuesday. I'll give him a call Tuesday to see if he would like to have you there, or to set up a meeting prior to the...
There's one thing though, if they're there, they have to pay Bruce. We're not paying Bruce for their...
Bruce represents us, and Youngs have their attorney. And if they feel they need an attorney, they have to hire them.
Right.
We can't comment on this because we don't know what the circumstances are.
You better check with Bruce about who should be there.
I'll check with Bruce Tuesday after the holiday. I'll check with him. Who could be at the meeting? Okay. But I definitely would like to try to, I mean, if you could get the people together, maybe to purchase the property, everything could go. I'm just saying, there's so many people that are backlotters that don't have docks. They would be willing to buy property just to have a dock. I'm being out to own it.
Is it the Youngs to contact them and offer that?
Yeah, that's kind of my point. That doesn't have any, if we decide to sell that to them, it doesn't have anything to do with these dock license transfers.
Well, see, right now, I can't do anything about the transfer. Our lawyer informed me not to do anything right now.
That's fine.
So the next move, I would rather...
The representatives and we'll go from there.
But that's what I'd like to propose that to the board, that we can get two commissioners, and I'll give Bruce a call, and I'll check on the other part. That we could get together with Grace and Dale Young and their attorney, and sit down and see what could be worked out. If not, it'll have to go further, you know.
Yes, we could. Okay. And you make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I got a lot of second thoughts about all this, but I'll just second.
Okay.
There's something here that's not...
I just would like to, one way or the other, otherwise we're going to go to litigation. And there's still a possibility...
There's no guarantee we're not anyway.
No, I understand that. I understand.
You can't say that we're going to avoid it.
No, I know. Well, I'm just...
You're going into litigation over the license request. Is that it? It's not actually...
The litigation would be the docks, as far as what I understand. Grace, you're here, right?
Yeah.
That you want all the docks under your name, correct?
Yeah, because that borders our property. The dock people that are there, some of them do not even have property in the district or the building to go with it. They don't have that. So they have no rights to have a dock there.
Okay, well, I can't make the decision right now because the docks, they're in the past, and licenses were transferred. That's why we have to sit down with the attorney.
Right, that's why
All right, let's move on. Okay?
Good idea.
All right. Lanunziata response. Do you want to answer that? You sent a letter, you remember his letter?
I met him.
You met with him. Okay. You want to comment on it?
We better go into executive session to discuss this. I already talked to Rhonda about scheduling an executive session.
We have to know why, though.
It's none of your concern.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. It's
because we got to get this thing settled up with it.
Yeah, but Gene, we have to have a... Excuse me. We have to have a reason for going one of those recognized by the Sunshine Law. Is it an attorney-client privilege? Is it a potential lawsuit? What's the reason, Gene, for going into the executive?
This letter we sent to him to get it to document.
So it's potential lawsuit?
It could be, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
That's not a reason to be an executive session.
You have a law degree?
There already has to be litigation before.
There is litigation.
I can get you the rules if you'd like, but...
I don't want to get past legal or that, but there has We have made contact with this man through a registered letter, that's the contact, to get this problem with this dock on the other side from you settled up, straightened up. And that's a big, come to find out, it's a bigger hassle than I figured it would be.
It's not the dock, it's just the shed.
It had nothing to do with the shed yet. It's the two docks, the two boat launches, the two, not launches, but the two...
Hoist.
We already, you guys...
Us guys what?
Last year, and this shouldn't make any difference, last year, Rick came out, he gave the reason for leaving the shed there was because our dock was on his property by 3 inches, there was another hoist by the water, and we cut down the tree. You guys told us, in order for this to go further, we had to move the dock, move the hoist, and there had to be another tree put in. We moved the dock, or we moved the hoist that was in the water, we moved the hoist that was on the land, and there's now a tree growing. But using that as a reason, everyone around here could say, well, I did this below the 1450 because my neighbor's violating it. It shouldn't have to do with anything with what someone else is doing. He is violating the rules.
Well, there's no secret what's going on there. He's has got these two launches in there, launches in there. He has a permit for either one of them.
The first thing was the shed that he put down there 3 years ago.
We're not even discussing the shed below 1450. We're not even discussing the shed. It's a two block.
Why is the shed being discussed?
I think you guys know why.
I don't.
No, I don't know why. I would love for you to tell us.
What do you know about it?
We sent him a letter saying he had to move the shed.
And they've been sent a letter to do certain things there, too.
And they did.
We did that.
And he put a huge shed below the 1450, and it's totally against your regulations. You cannot have anything bigger than 2x2.
I think if Rhonda pulls the letters that were sent, you will find that they did what they were supposed to do, and he went ahead and put in...
Jet ski launch thing, is that past the 5 foot boundary line?
What jet ski launch? There's a whole hoist in the water that we moved 6 inches when Rick came out and inspected it last year. We had to move it 6 inches closer to the dock, so now it rubs against the dock.
But they did it.
And we moved the hoist out of the yard that he was complaining about.
Well, also the building has got to be moved up 20 feet or something like that.
Right, that's what we were doing.
Which he hasn't done.
Yeah, why isn't that being pursued?
I have no idea.
I think Rhonda wrote him a letter.
Rhonda wrote him a letter. Yes. And we gave him a deadline to do it.
And he didn't do it.
And he hasn't done it.
And he didn't do it.
What was the deal with the two boat launches there?
I don't know anything about a boat launch.
He has two boat hoists that don't...
In
the water by his docks also.
He put them in without it permission.
Those are his, not ours. We haven't added anything.
I didn't see it had.
The agenda says here that EBS, it's his response. Did he write a letter to us, Rhonda?
No. He came in person and
he
went down to see Gene and I don't know who else he contacted.
The building has got to be moved, there's no doubt about that. That's on district property. He has contentions that his neighbors have not done what they said they had.
I believe each case is separate.
And we need to follow.
I think we should give him 30 days to move this shed, otherwise we're going to...
We already did that.
30 days.
And then what was the second step after that?
Well, he tells me this time of year he can't move the shed because it will tear up his neighbor's lawn because he has to go across the woods. So it's going to have to wait till fall. So I don't know what you guys...
So you restrict his documents like you said in the letter?
You've been doing that for 3 years.
Dismantle the shed and move it. It won't tear up nobody's lawn.
Right. He moved it down there in this
morning. Whatever you decide, it don't matter to me one way or the other, to be honest with you.
I'd like to make a motion we give him 2 weeks to move this shed. And if not, then we'll just, it's on district property, and then we can start some of the, go to the sheriff or the town of Canadita.
Well, we can't physically move it.
No, not for us to physically move. If I have them go over there and issue them a fine and go to court.
Now, here's where you're getting a problem with the courts. No, I've talked to Judge.
I know, but she's been talked to by the town supervisors.
She's still got her hand tied by New York State law, regardless of what the super, I'm not defending anybody here, but I mean, you just don't go in and say you're gonna do this, because you can't do that.
We can pull, okay, we can pull their permit, the dock permit.
Right, you can do that.
Okay, all right, then my proposal is that if he doesn't move it in 2 weeks, that we pull his dock permit until he does get it moved.
That was, they gave him 30 days already, and now you're gonna have another 2 weeks? And then what happens when he pulls his license? Do you go down and tape off his dock so he can't use it?
He would be trespassing, and we have to put that in the letter that he can be arrested.
But was that not in the letter that was already sent?
I don't know, I'd have to see the letter, I don't, do you have that letter?
It just said if he didn't comply, legal action may, the next step may be legal action.
And he didn't comply, so.
So what do you wanna do about the two hoists?
See, I don't know anything about the two hoists, I haven't been down there, so I really don't know.
He put in two hoists without permission.
He did?
They've been in there for 5 or 6 years.
No.
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 These were just.
Well, one of the original letters that was sent to him was dated in the same time you got one in 2006. I got the copy right here.
Does it say something about the hoist? And he didn't move it?
But he got one in 2008. In addition to have placed a hoist without permission, doesn't say when it was.
See, a few years ago, he was given permission for these hoists. I don't know if he got them or not, so many people.
What he did, according to what he told me, I don't care one way or the other, but I mean, one of them was approved in 2004, and he never did anything.
Right.
In the meantime, he changed what boat he was gonna put on what hoist. So then he applied again in 2006. He didn't hear anything about that either. Now he's changed it all again, now he's got two hoists in there. But here lies the problem there. The one hoist is on, there's a dock in there, it belongs to his neighbor, Rubek or something like that.
Jubek.
Jubek. Part of that dock is actually on his land.
Jubek's land.
Yeah, it's half and half, actually, according to where the stakes are in the water.
Jubek's land.
And Jubek is, I guess we'll give him permission to leave that hoist there, and the other hoist is no problem, it's on his, on Lindsay's property in the great middle. But he doesn't have a permit, a legitimate permit.
But what do we?
That one dock, according to the iron stake, is in the water. That dock is actually on Lindsay's land that Rubek's got. I had no idea about boundary lines or nothing.
The only way to look this up like that, with that, you could, if his neighbor agrees that he has that hoist there, you can give him a temporary, it would be a temporary license. If he went down and inspected.
As long as between the Nunziata and this other,
right.
It doesn't carry over into the next property.
Oh, no. It would be just for a temporary thing, like one of them sold.
I mean, I don't care, take the dock out, it don't matter.
No, but I'm just saying, he would need a letter from his neighbor.
But there are other things on that area that are bad, too. Really bad. I never been down there yesterday.
For example?
Dock.
Which dock? Their dock?
Yep.
Their dock was inspected by Rick 2 years ago, and Rick said it was all right.
It ought to be inspected again.
Okay.
As long as they're bringing up subjects, they ought to have. I mean, I didn't go on their land yesterday, you can see it from, but it's a dangerous dock. I don't care whether it's there or whether it isn't.
Yeah, but I think when the letter was originally sent, Rick went down and inspected it and said the dock was all right.
Yeah.
But maybe.
There's no way to get from the break wall, there's no break wall there, to get from that onto that dock. You know, you got to do that yourself.
Bill?
Don't we have a dock committee that does these inspections and checks things out and discusses it instead of the board members now?
Should have, yes.
Why don't we?
I didn't bring it up.
Why don't we put that on our inspection list for the next, our next inspections? Make a motion to put that on.
But this deal with the Nunziata has got to be settled.
The shed?
I'll just tell him he's got to move that shed out of there, we're gonna close him down. Plain and simple.
And in terms of...
And as far as those boat boys, we will approve the one that's on his, that's on his, and then that...
No, we're not approving nothing till it goes through the dock committee.
Yeah, we'll make it special.
Oh, wait a minute, hold it right now. The dock committee does not control the board. Let's get that straight right now.
They don't.
Okay. Now, if we want to argue, we can argue, but the dock committee does not control the board.
I didn't say that.
I'm not the chairman. The chairman's the one who should be bringing this up, but...
Why don't you go down and work that, all of this?
I want to, just so it's an honest, you're not involved. I don't want you involved. I'm not after Youngs or anything. I don't matter to me, but...
Well, we do our...
We're complaining about unsafe things. That is an unsafe dock. It's a liability to the district.
But either way, everything should be handled on a case-to-case basis. You can't basically...
I didn't bring up the Nunziata's case. You brought it up to me.
I was saying, you can't say you have to do this because until, and he's not going to do this, and you do it.
Well, that's what's been happening up in that area, I'm sure of that.
Actually, we're going to be going around the lake, renumbering all the docks. If we see docks that are unsafe, we are going to notify the people that they have. It has to be addressed as soon as possible, or in the fall, if it's a rebuild. If it needs to be rebuilt. So a lot of these things will be taken care of.
I would suggest that the dock committee look at a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll be going around the lake. I'll be going around the lake myself quite often.
So what's the official statement on the shack?
He's going to be moved, or he's going to be shut down.
Hey, we're going to restrict his use of his docks.
So you're going to have 14 days again, 30 days?
I'd like to say 2 weeks.
I don't know if it matters, 14 days or 2 weeks, probably ain't going to do it. Probably not going to happen.
We're going to stop the use of his, he won't go keep his boat in his dock.
I don't think it'll matter. That's what you want to do.
I mean, he was ordered to do it. He was given 30 days already. We have to start someplace.
Why can't you act on the 30-day letter? Why are you extending it again? I'm not for either of these two parties, but this is the whole point of these letters.
You mean calling right now?
Yeah, at the last meeting, it was said if he didn't comply, in the case, his dock would be rolled off the tape, and he would...
Whatever.
Okay.
But we, I mean, the audience don't make the rules.
Which is true.
I move we give him 14 days, give him... He's not going to do it anymore.
I think there were steps that were going to be taken. I think the letter went to him first, and then the second step was, and I want to know what it was from the minutes and back.
If that's the case, why wasn't it followed up on, I guess is what I want to know.
Because this is the meeting after the...
No, this is two...
No, one meeting.
No.
One meeting, because the letter went out last meeting.
Did you cancel a meeting in May?
No.
Don't you have a copy of the letter? Wouldn't
that
profit?
Okay. This letter, what's the date on your letter?
This is April 17th, open forum. Dale Young asked about Joe Lanunziata's shed and noted he had installed a hoist. Upon motion by Rick, a certified return receipt letter will be sent to Mr. Lanunziata addressing various concerns. He will be given 2 weeks from the RLRD receiving the return receipt to remove the shed and non-permitted hoist from district property.
Well, then we had a follow-up because there's a letter here dated the 6th of May.
From him?
From us.
Oh, from us. And then when did he send his letter to us?
He did not send it.
He came in and seen around.
Okay. It would go by the date that, of the return receipt.
It's supposed to go from the date of the return receipt, which for some reason I have not received yet.
What's that?
It's supposed to go from the date of the return receipt, which I have not received yet. So.
I thought he came in to talk to you.
He came in to talk to me, but I'm talking about...
He didn't sign the receipt.
The return receipt that was on the letter.
A lot of times they don't have to.
Did the letter come back to you?
Not yet.
No, he got the letter. I just haven't got the return receipt back yet.
Oh, you really got the letter?
Because he came in with the letter. Well, then can you have the return receipt date, knowing that you have a letter in hand? I'm using the return receipt day as the day he came in to see me.
Which was what day?
The 21st.
Of this month?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got 2 weeks from the 21st.
Tomorrow, I don't care when it is.
Now, according to this, according to what we voted on, he's got 2 weeks from the 21st.
I vote, and that, I make a motion to give him 2 weeks from today.
21st, whatever it is.
Otherwise, we're going to eliminate.
Shut him down.
Shut him down, right. Shut the last second.
Okay, so that would be, I will tell you just a second, it will be June 4th. It's 2 weeks, okay?
Then I suggest he be sent a letter, and I will call him and tell him.
Okay, send him a letter that his deadline is June 4th, that's it. Otherwise, he will, we will be pulling his dock permit, and if he tries to use the dock, it will be trespass. I want that worded that way in that letter.
One thing, though, I'd like an opportunity to explain that. I don't miraculously go downstairs on Friday nights after these meetings and type up all this letter.
Well, no, it's got to be.
And we're going into a long weekend.
Let's make it 2 weeks from Tuesday, then.
Yeah, but I just want you to know, sometimes these people don't get the letters just like that. It takes me a few days.
But his should be given top priority on Tuesday.
Right, and I try to do that, but it's just not.
What about the boat choice?
No, we've already covered that.
We didn't vote on it, did we?
On the hoist?
But that is not, that is even on the agenda.
But we were going to make a motion.
But that's not his letter.
I'll make a motion that we do those inspections on the boat hoist, and then run it, you send it for once.
It's on the same letter as the shed.
Okay, all right, okay. So you're making the motion that you're going to inspect?
We'll inspect it for next month, put it on our list.
Okay.
And we want him to have permission, I don't know what the fellow's name is, that.
Joe Lindsay.
That he has permission from his neighbor that the boat hoist be on there. We will not issue a license, but it'd just be a temporary.
It's just between, as long as those two both own that property, adjoining property, it does not transfer to another owner.
No, it's just, it's a temporary, because if a new owner, if someone sells and someone comes in, it doesn't go there.
The way that looks to me, that really debate who you want that one dock.
Okay, so, and that letter, and I will put that in a second letter. Unless you want to combine the two, but this one is illegal.
He still has to apply for permits for those, though, correct?
Yes, that's what we.
But they're not going to be granted a license.
What we're getting clarified is the wording of that permit for that one hoist that's on the neighbor there. Are the neighbors on him? I don't know who's on who.
Okay, let's move along.
The only reason he came to talk to me is because he couldn't get hold of Dave, otherwise I wouldn't have gone up there, knowing the situation up there.
Okay, moving along, Stern Hoist and Cover.
Okay, Mr. Stern, he put in an application for a cover for his boat. Well, anyway, after he went down there with his builder and that, they found out that they had more room on the other side than the side that he actually applied for. So, not to be infringed, that's why he wouldn't infringe on his neighbor, he built it on the other side, he parked his boat on the other side of the dock. Well, anyway, on the application, it said with a metal roof on it. Well, I think Rhonda was under the understanding that he already had a lift in there. I'm not sure how this came about, but if there was a lift in there or not. But the committee passed, I think it was back in 11, I don't have the paper, I don't have it in front of me, but it was approved by the committee. Not the document, it was approved by the commissioners. That, because there was on his application, he has a date on there, and that it wasn't a complete rebuild, it was an add-on to it.
What they said was they looked at it and they said it didn't require a permit, it was an R&R.
Okay, so that was.
And I passed that information on to him and he went ahead and did the work.
Right, and the dock committee went down there, we inspected it, and, you know, it was approved by us.
That's why we aren't sending him a letter.
We're not going to send a letter. What I would like to do is I'd like to make a motion that it's in the Cove area down there that we pass this, you know, he doesn't need a license, he already has a license for his dock, but not to have him remove it. And, but for further, any further, in the near future, I really, don't want to give out permits for any more awnings, canopies down there in that area, so it won't obstruct anyone's views. And if there was someone that did apply, I really don't know. Maybe you'd have to ask the neighbors, because it may obstruct their, you know, their view.
Which area is it?
It's right down in the cove. It's right down in the cove area.
Can't have something obstructing the view.
Right, but right now, this was an honest, you know, it was approved, and it's been built.
Well, it's just like I told Joe yesterday, ignorance is not bliss. If you're trying to say you don't know the rules in that, before you build something, you better find out what the rules are before you build.
Well, we gave them permission.
We gave them permission.
Who's we?
The board.
The committee, there's a side paper that was given permission.
What happened is, in November, he applied to put this cover.
October 29th.
Was it approved in November then? All right, okay, go ahead.
The application was October 29th. It was never put on our inspection list whatsoever.
Right.
So I have no idea, and this is why I was talking to Gene about it, these things should go to the committee, because I don't know how they had ever skipped our inspection list. So I don't know who told you, I'm sure...
That's what happened, though, is the board at that time said, he doesn't require a permit, it's an R&R, which is what they were...
Our whole board, all five people said that, or...
Not us, the commission.
A couple people said that, and I'm not naming names.
Okay, I'm just, because now we're...
Can I finish my sentence, please?
Yes.
He did apply. They said he didn't require a permit, it was an R&R. I questioned that, because it really, to me, it's new construction, but I'm not a board member, I'm a secretary. I passed that information on to Mr. Sturm, so he went ahead and did the job. So I am defending him, because he did what the board told me to tell him, is what I told him, and he did it. And I don't think he should be reprimanded.
And is in the minutes.
Well, I'm not questioning you, I'm not questioning...
No, I know that. I just want people to...
Who said this was a replacement, and that's what it really was?
I just want the other board members and everybody to understand what happened. He wasn't breaking the rules. In fact, he was trying to obey the rules. And this is a person that consistently tries to obey the rules.
You're telling us to be more careful.
I'm not denying that then whatsoever.
I'm saying let's do away with our lives.
Being careful in the future, is this what you have plans to take care of?
I really think this R&R stuff should just be done away with. We won't have these problems.
You need to look at it.
I did. It's not been taken care of.
But that's what...
Who recommended one person?
I know, but Rick was on the book at that time.
I don't care what Rick did, I seen it yesterday.
Well...
But it's behind...
We need it, then we need a new letter.
Well, the dock committee is going to inspect that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Rick went down with that.
Also, David, didn't we agree that we would keep this permit open? That we would not close this off and okay it finally?
Right, let me read that letter there. I have so many areas right here. Okay, this is what our committee, we came up with our document. Due to the misunderstanding of the board, the dock as built does not conform to the submitted drawing, and the Lake District reserves the right for further review. That's what our dock committee did. But, you know, the dock isn't very, it's a beautiful cover, it's a nice cover and everything, and he was trying to go to the rules, what he was told. And, I mean, we made the mistake. We made the mistake, the board, you know what I mean? I don't know how or where it came from. I never remember going on that inspection. I never did go on that inspection. So I don't know how this, but that was what he was told to go ahead and do. And another thing is his builder, I think his builder even talked to Rod about it. His builder talked to you that he was going to put a regular roof on it, but then he said he was going to put a metal roof on. I think that's what it came up somewhere.
No, I think the diagram we've got.
The diagram itself had a metal roof on it. Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was a
good one. Yeah.
Okay.
So, what's your...
I'd like to make a motion that myself that we leave it alone, and then in the future that these things are any... I would like to see any improvement to any dock, or even if it's more than three or four boards, the dock committee should inspect it. Any kind of, you know, repair job, because sometimes a repair could turn on making your dock bigger.
That happens.
And that does happen.
That happens, right.
So in the future, I would like to see that, any repair, like a couple of boards that may be broken or whatever.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. All right, let's move on. Okay, where are we? Where am I? Missing paperwork.
Okay, we had a dock, we had our dock meeting Saturday morning for our dock members, and we met down in the district office. Well, Saturday, when we arrived there, I know, I was at Rhonda, I think it was Friday or Thursday, Rhonda had all the papers laid out on the desk for us, for our dock committee, and when we arrived there, everything was gone. All of our paperwork. But I did have a copy that I picked up during the week, you know, a couple days earlier, so we were able to make copies. So what I'd like to do is, I'd like to make a motion that only maybe one or two keys for the office. I don't want a key. And if I have to, if we're gonna have our dock meeting here, I'd like to call either the chairman or Rhonda or someone, that we limit the amount of keys that are out, because...
You wanna get the locks changed?
And have the locks changed, because I don't know, you know, how the paperwork ended up missing.
You don't know where it went?
I don't know where it went, but everything was laid out, because I was, am I right, Rhonda? You had everything laid out on the table downstairs for us?
Yeah, you were there when I...
I know, everything was there.
Yeah.
But when we arrived there, well, Bill, you arrived with me.
Yeah, right.
Everything was gone.
Empty.
Everything was gone off the table, all our paperwork.
So are you saying it was stolen?
No, I don't know if it was stolen, I don't know. I mean, it...
I'll bet on stolen.
But someone, I mean, the paperwork is gone. So I just would like to just have two keys, the chairman and Rhonda, and for emergency maybe...
Who has keys?
Right now, I was just given a key, you know, I was given a key last week, just for our meeting. I don't know who has keys.
I never wanted one.
I don't know.
For that reason.
I've got a key.
You've got a key, Bill Sikorsky has a key, Rick has a key.
I gave Dave a key.
Are there old commissioners or prior commissioners?
No. Just the present board members. Gene is the only board member I think that doesn't have a key. And, of course, the town clerk has one, so they can get in if there's an emergency.
No, that's interesting, because we have the board safety course here. I was here, I was up here.
Did you ever find the paperwork wasn't just moved someplace in the office?
No.
We checked the office, we were looking around for it, because I know it was there, but it was gone.
They probably thought you put it out there for scrap paper for the board safety course.
No, that was up here.
Oh, I was up here, oh.
Yeah. It was quite a stack of papers, too.
What good, wouldn't be anybody any good for crap sake.
The hell would someone put that?
I don't know, but I mean, if someone does have a key to the office that's not supposed to have a key, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Really, it's just, it's board members and the town clerk.
I don't see any wrong with most people having a key.
I don't either.
No, I don't know, but I don't know where the paperwork went.
And these are the keys that can't be taken to the hardware store and duplicated.
Was the paperwork so you could duplicate it, all right?
Well, I had my own copies, so that's, actually Greg went and copied.
This stuff here.
Yeah, it was just this stuff here about the inspections.
It was the inspection.
And then Rhonda said that she left me a letter.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen the letter.
It was the inspection papers, and seriously, who wants them?
Maybe somebody wants to do them.
Do they have a cleaner?
Is there any real personal information down there that people could, any of the papers, could they get personal information on people?
There's nothing extremely personal, I mean, there's your files, you know, with all your information in it, your deeds and all that.
I'd like to make a motion.
I keep that locked, okay.
That you have two keys, one for Rhonda.
And change the lock?
Change the locks.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
I don't want to be one of the two people.
No, I don't want a key either.
But you're saying that if you're gonna have a meeting in there, one of these two people gotta come down and let you in.
Then she's gonna have to, I'll have to go get the key from Debbie after our meeting.
He just lives down the street.
I'll have to go, that's what I'm saying, because I don't know what...
I'm just thinking of these two people that have this key, they gotta run down here and open up the office for someone on Saturday, and that's...
No, they won't have to, I'll run to Debbie's house or I'll go to Rhonda's.
You're not the only one.
No, I understand. But I don't know what happened. It's up to you, Jason. If you want to just wait, if you want to wait, it's up to you, I don't care.
I don't see why any commissioner shouldn't have a key to the office. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Any commissioner?
No, I don't.
You can just say if a commissioner wants one, they get one. If they don't want one, they don't have one.
That's a good idea.
Well, then...
Let's amend that, like he said.
Has there ever been a lock before?
I would change a lock on issue the commissioners that want a key.
There you go.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all favor?
Aye.
All right. Finance, Bill.
I just have a list of everything that I...
I know, but I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
There are bills here, several people bill, and of course, the attorney bills by the hour. Only his hour isn't a real hour. It's a bill of what hits...
Correct, no.
Well, it's a heck of a lot more money than you and I make an hour, Gene. In the past, when there has been legal issues and somebody wanted to talk to the attorney, do they have to get permission from anybody, or can just anybody, any of the commissioners, call the lawyer at any time and ask them anything?
I think that's been a practice, that any commissioner can call the lawyer. I'm not saying that that's right.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What would you recommend? Should there be one person that filters the... If we have a question, we call the one person who's chosen, and then that one person calls the attorney?
Well, I think people that are directly involved in the litigation, that have the information that the attorney wants, should be allowed to talk to the attorney. I'm sure that that's basically what happens. I don't think there's anybody just willy-nilly calling the attorney up and saying, I'd like some information on this lawsuit. I've looked through the bills, and I've never seen anything... cavalier about calls or did you notice something or?
Well, I guess I wonder if maybe the board could make a policy that if it's a DOC issue, that the chairman of the DOC committee call.
Chairman of the DOC committee?
Yes.
Well, then you're really opening it up to more people.
Why?
Well, because it should just be the commissioner and the secretary.
Well, the commissioner is the chair.
Now you're including the chairman for the document.
You mean the
commissioner who's on the document.
Okay.
The one commissioner who's on the document.
And he was going to be the chair.
Commissioners are supposed to chair.
Yeah, the commissioners are supposed to chair.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never seen a problem on any of the bills with who they're talking to. I mean, I scan through them. And I've never noticed anything unusual.
Okay.
I can see I would never call. I don't call them.
I mean, Dave, you called me.
I called the attorney 2 days ago, I think it was.
But it was about a DOT question.
Rhonda told me that to give Bruce a call, that you wanted me to call him. About Hutton's Bay.
Well, maybe somebody should maybe, if a commissioner is going to call a lawyer, maybe tell Rhonda what good I'm going to call him about a certain issue, then you know. So when you get the bill, you can compare.
I think Rhonda looks, you don't even look at the bill, do you?
I think I think that there should be, if it's a DOC question, that the chair of the DOC committee, who is a commissioner, should be the one to make the call. And if there's any questions, we go through him. I make that motion.
To be honest with you, Deb, I think that's the way it's always been. I've never noticed anything where a commissioner was calling on a matter that they had no business calling.
Well, I know that. But I think it complicates the matter when several people are calling and Dave is in charge of the DOC committee and he doesn't know about this.
Is that happening?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't know. I just called Bruce when Debbie or Rhonda would tell me to call him, I will call him. I've never called him on my own for any question at all, besides when I was told to call.
Well, I know there was a, Rhonda, you got a question, you got a call from the attorney, correct?
Probably more than one.
Many.
Okay, and you didn't know anything about?
Yeah, there were a couple of things that there was some confusion.
Mm-hmm, on the issues. And you tried to straighten it out, but that's because you've been in touch with Dave.
Yeah, we got it straightened out too. We did get it straightened out.
I still think, and my motion stands.
Well, I don't know, I'm not aware.
Yeah, there was some issues that were confused.
I kind of wonder what you're inferring in a way.
Okay.
I don't think you can make a motion now.
No, she can't make a motion. But I'm wondering, just kind of wondering what you're inferring.
What you're saying is if it's a dock matter, then the commissioner that's in charge of the dock committee calls about a dock.
Yes.
Well, in the first place, Rhonda's got her thumb on about everything that happened around here. As far as I know. And if we've got a problem, I mean, I call Rhonda, and I'm sure.
Well, Rhonda called me about this, and she would like just one person.
To call her.
And to know what's going on, yes, because then she gets calls from the attorney, and she doesn't know what's going on. And it just confuses things.
I think when any of us, whether it's me or one of the board members, is calling the attorney on some different issues, we should inform all board members of what we're discussing and what's going on. Mm-hmm. Instead of people being left in the dark and issues getting muddied and confused and that.
Maybe that's a better way to say it.
We should all be communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I did this. Mm-hmm. I talked to so-and-so about that.
This,
and so that we know what's going on.
Pretty much the way it was.
But, well, it hasn't been.
I mean, I for one, I'm going to call that attorney. I'm going to call Rhonda.
Right. But Rhonda didn't know. That was the thing. No, she didn't know.
Well, when I talked to her, she knew.
This last time, she did not know.
Hedged around with me because that's an opinion one way or another.
I think they signed this for the third.
But I'm not going to go call my lawyer today.
One other instance I did talk with Bruce was when we went to the DEC. We went with the DEC. Mm-hmm. And Bill Sikorsky and myself, we spoke with Bruce out in the hallway after the meeting. Mm-hmm. About the Hutton Bay.
Right. You told me that, yeah.
And I mean, that was just, I told you I was going to talk to him at that time.
I agree with Rhonda. I think if one commissioner then calls the attorney, we've all got to know.
Yeah, you're right.
It all has got to come through. Right. None of this, just one person, just calling the attorney without letting the rest of us know.
Right. Let the rest of the committee know.
No, not just the rest of the committee.
The whole commission.
The commission.
Yes.
Right. Is that agreeable? You think that's a good? Okay. All right. Okay. Now, open forum. Mrs. Wheat.
I'm all set.
Mr. Wheat. Mr. Hirsch.
I'm good.
I'm just congested. I get more and more worked up during these meetings about the charade of not getting things done, you know, regardless of sides. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm very unhappy with the commission.
Sure.
I think we've gotten a tremendous amount of work done in a very short time. In fact, I've heard from a lot of the dock owners that they're very happy that the inspections are going and not being tabled. And
yes, and talking about this dock committee, I think an excellent job.
I think it is a wonderful, yes.
In spite of what I said, you're doing a good job. I just wanted to clear the other one out. That's why I don't understand.
Mrs. Worth.
Last year there was a limit to the amount of time a person had a floor. Mm-hmm. Are you not doing that this year? Or?
Yeah, we are. I just forgot to bring my little gizmo.
Yeah.
We throw it out because it's irritating.
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't. I thought I saw Mr. Worth here.
He was here.
He left.
He's gone now.
Oh, okay. Gone with the wind. Mike, Sheila, Bob, Shirley, Mary, Frank, thank you. Kathy.
I have a public service note.
That's my sister,
yes.
So she didn't.
Oh, hi, oh, she has everything. Okay.
Yeah, I'll pay for that one later. The Rush Creek Lake Boating Club is having a Welcome Back to the Lake hot dog roast on Sunday from 1 to 3. It's down in the Hutton Bay area on the grassy area. We will have music, and we'll have an inflatable for the children to be able to bounce in. And everyone is welcome to come, find out a little bit more about the boating club and the activities we have planned for this year. And meet your neighbors and say hello. And hot dogs.
And
yeah.
What's the time, Kathy?
1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
1 o'clock to 3 on Saturday?
Sunday.
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 Okay.
So right. Go to church or pray at home or whatever you want to do, however you want to spend your Sunday morning, and then come have a hot dog with the boating club and your neighbors.
And I thank you, Kathy. That was one of the things that we had voted on when we did the comprehensive plan. We were hoping to bring in more activities on the lake. I know the Landowners Association is going to be having a big shindig on August 16th, and certainly with the boat club having, you know, events going on, I think this is great. This is exactly what we need.
Thank you.
Very good. James.
From my first encounters with the RLRD, I have to say there's been a considerable improvement, almost a day and night turnaround. We at least have some reasonable people we can talk to and resolve issues.
Mary.
Nothing.
Grace.
I'm good.
I don't know about that. Jan.
No,
I don't know your
Jim, sir.
Jim, okay. Do you have anything
no.
to say?
No.
Bill.
I just think everybody will know that David puts his heart and soul into this stuff.
Yes, he does. And he
spends
hours
yes. and hours and hours trying to appease everybody.
Yep. And trying to work out compromises.
Really
that,
doing a wonderful job.
Right. I totally agree, and I meant to say something, too. I think this DOT committee, just as Gene said, has done a wonderful job and has worked to kind of ease things and make it fair to all.
Should have happened years ago.
Yeah, it should have.
And that was David's idea.
Mm-hmm. No, actually it was Janet's idea.
Janet said, well, thank you, Janet. It's red as hell when I did. There is an idea.
Nothing.
We had a DOT committee in the beginning, and we had an excellent guy, and he just, and 1 year later, drove him nuts and resigned.
Well, don't. I think Dave's getting, I've heard you. Calls me and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's getting close to it. He's getting close to the edge.
He's starting to lose hair. I think if I start growing it, then you have to worry.
Right. Okay. Do we anything else? Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor.